This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Institutions, one after another, are speaking out against funding of Planned Parenthood. Several governors, and now former vice presidential candidate and the new Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, Paul Ryan, is saying the abortion provider that has provided enough evidence to open criminal and fiscal investigations on multiple fronts should not get a red cent of taxpayers' money. The House power of the purse adds weight to the Speaker's words. Meanwhile, Cecile Richards is doing her best to cry uncle. She is publicly asking Speaker Ryan to halt multiple congressional investigations into the sale of what is left after abortion. The president and CEO of Planned Parenthood International claims the abortion business has nothing to hide. This is Life News Radio. Maybe you've seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the LIFE principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture. At healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions for a lifetime. Visit healingtheculture.com. 40 Days for Life is boasting 543 babies and their moms spared from abortion by their prayerful presence outside abortion clinics over the last month and a half, and many more could not be documented. One pastor showed up last week and offered this contrite prayer. Lord, I had no idea it was like this here standing before an abortion clinic. I'm sorry, Lord. Forgive me. I didn't know. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.